The Senate health care bill is officially known as the Better Care Reconciliation Act. To understand what this legislation could mean for Nevadans, healthcare policy expert John Packham joins us to talk about the proposed changes. He's the director of health policy research at the University of Nevada Reno School of Medicine. John Packham, thank you for joining us.
It's good to be here.
Last month, House Republicans passed their health care bill. What are the key differences in the Senate Republicans' version?
I actually feel like that there's very few substantive differences between the House version and the Senate version, which was released last week. In my humble opinion, both destroy the village in order to save it. In this case, in an attempt to fulfill promises made by congressional Republicans and the president for years that have finally caught that proverbial dog, in repealing the Affordable Care Act, I think that this proposed legislation lives up to those aims, but there's no replacement in this that will safeguard the insurance coverage gains made by millions of low and middle income Americans and hundreds of thousands of Nevadans.
For critics of the Senate bill, a big concern is the federal Medicaid funding cuts. More than 200,000 in Nevada have received coverage through Obamacare's expansion of Medicaid. How will those funding cuts affect Nevadans?
Well, it would basically undo the expansion. Prior to the Affordable Care Act, this is an important program that served not only low-income Nevadans, it's a key form of funding and reimbursement for long-term care in this state. About two-thirds of Nevadans who rely on nursing homes and hospital-based nursing homes in rural areas are Medicaid patients. And so any impact will have ripple effects not only to those who've gained coverage over the last couple of years, but the aged, the disabled.
Aside from the changes to Medicaid, what do you think of other changes proposed in this bill?
The Senate version of reform would eliminate funding for the Prevention and Public Health Fund. That's about 12% of the CDC budget and very important public health dollars that come to the state for things like immunization, infectious disease surveillance. It also withdraws funding for Planned Parenthood for a year, which would have, frankly, devastating impacts on access to family planning services. At a time in which we've made steady progress in reducing problems like teen pregnancy, those types of cuts will have an impact and they will generate more health care costs.
What about the supporters of the Senate bill who say that this version would stabilize insurance markets and cut health care costs?
It's completely unclear how that would take place. The individual and employer mandates have been kind of a linchpin of how we expand coverage through private health insurance for low-income individuals, employees of small to medium-sized businesses. And without that mandate or requirement, there's a selection process that takes place in which only the sick purchase health insurance and the healthy forego that until they become sick. So it sounds good on paper, but it's unclear how that will lead to more market stability.
And at a press conference last Friday with Governor Brian Sandoval, Republican Senator Dean Heller announced he isn't planning to vote for the Senate health care bill, stating this bill that's currently in front of the U.S. Senate is not the answer. So Heller has been and will be receiving heavy pressure from both Democrats and Republicans. Do you think he'll stick with voting no later on this week? Or do you think that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has a chance of convincing Heller to change his vote?
I think there will be a lot of horse trading. I think there will be a lot of negotiation. I wouldn't hazard a guess on how Senator Heller will vote. I think it's important to the extent that Senate leaders like Mitch McConnell attempt to accommodate moderates like Heller on various aspects, including the Medicaid expansion. He's going to upset those on the right flank of the Republican Party who say that the current bill doesn't go far enough in its dismantling of taxes and mandates. So it's going to be a delicate dance.
John Packham is the director of health policy research at the University of Nevada Reno School of Medicine. Thank you for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure.